Good morning, it's 6:19. With Sports News, I'm Jesse King. In NASCAR yesterday, Kevin Harvick turned in another dominating run at Atlanta Motor Speedway, cruising to victory over Kyle Busch and Martin Truex Jr. Harvick won for the second time since NASCAR returned from the shutdown caused by the coronavirus pandemic. NASCAR also acknowledged the social unrest in the country yesterday and vowed to do a better job of addressing racial injustice. NASCAR President Steve Phelps addressed drivers and teams on the track before the race, saying, quote, "The black community and all people of color have suffered in our country, and it has taken far too long for us to hear their demands for change. Our sport must do better. Our country must do better," end quote. In NFL news, the Patriots say team owner Robert Kraft's family is pledging $1 million to local grassroots organizations to promote social justice causes. The team says the money will be distributed over the next 10 months in $100,000 monthly donations to recipients chosen in collaboration with Patriots players. And former NFL receiver Rashay Caldwell was fatally shot Saturday night in his hometown of Tampa, Florida. Caldwell's mother confirmed her son's death to the Tampa Bay Times, adding police believe her son was ambushed outside his home in a possible robbery attempt. The 41-year-old Caldwell spent 6 seasons in the NFL, 4 with San Diego and 1 each with New England and Washington. And lastly, with discussions ongoing over whether the U.S. Open or the French Open can even take place later this year, a new digitally friendly tennis tournament starts next weekend in southern France with 4 top 10 ranked players involved. Founders of the Ultimate Tennis Showdown hope the event can change the way tennis is viewed by allowing a younger audience to access the raw feelings of players. The UTS features ATP Finals winner Stefano Tsitsipas and U.S. Open semifinalist Matteo Berrettini. There will be 10 players with matches live streamed every weekend for 5 weeks in a round-robin format. I'm Jesse King.